Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spoke to a group of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today at an annual conference that is one of the most exciting events of the year for economists. And the big question this summer was, when is the Fed finally going to raise interest rates? Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us from New York with more. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
So this is one of the events that I'm actually glad that we don't have any tape of, because it's so hard to understand what Fed chairs are trying to say anyway. But why don't you tell us in layman's terms what exactly Yellen said today?
Well, she devoted pretty much the entire speech to sort of dissecting the labor market. And to use sort of jargony terms, you know, she talked a lot about how there are cyclical changes going on to the labor market and structural changes. And what that means basically is, you know, the economy has its ups and downs, and, you know, they're known as, you know, cyclical changes. And it's believed that, you know, monetary policy can do a lot to counteract sort of weakening cyclical sort of influences. Structural influences, on the other hand, are sort of permanent changes to the market. And, you know, it's believed, you know, monetary policy cannot have as much of an effect on them. So the Fed is at a point where, as Yellen indicated in her speech today, they're having a little bit of difficulty determining, you know, there is still a little bit of, you know, what they call slack in the labor market. You know, the unemployment rate is at 6.2%. That's a little bit above its average of about 5.6%. That would be the lifetime average before the last recession. That said, there's been a lot of major structural changes to the labor market. You know, the participation rate, the actual percentage of people that are either working or want to work, has slowly been declining. It peaked in 2000. So, you know, that's been declining pretty steadily since then. And, you know, so it's obviously something that's happening structurally. It's during boom times, during bust times, fewer people are actively in the labor force. And, you know, a big reason for that, obviously, is baby boomers are, you know, such a large part of the population now that, you know, that's one reason why it's skewed. But the other question is, well, is part of the recent decline because people are just so fed up with the job market that they gave up? And issues like that are what the Fed are sort of struggling with now to determine, well, you know, is the labor market actually at, you know, as good as it possibly could be right now, or is there still room to improve it with monetary policy?
Well, and what did she say about the idea of raising interest rates? We know that the Fed has been pulling back on its extraordinary stimulus that's been in place since the financial crisis, this quantitative easing, bond buying that the Fed has been doing, and that's expected to wrap up this fall. But what about interest rates?
You know, she didn't come out and give a date of when they're going to raise. The general reaction from Wall Street is that it's, you know, pretty much steady as she goes. The general thinking, and you can actually back this up by looking at, there are futures contracts that trade on the federal funds rate. And, you know, through some complicated math, you can figure out when the market expects the first rate increase to be. And it's not really until July of next year. The needle moved a little bit on some of the earlier months. So, but really like a percent here and there. The first majority of bets aren't until an increase in July. And she didn't really say anything to change that too much today.
And we know that, as you said, unemployment is at 6.2% at last check. The Fed has these dual mandates. It wants to keep maximum employment if it can, and also keep inflation in check. Where are we with inflation right now, Michael?
You know, the Fed's objective is about 2% inflation, and we're not quite there yet. You know, some quarter to quarter, month to month, we might be above that a little bit, but still not quite consistently above 2%. So, you know, not really a worry as far as Fed policy just yet.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joining us from New York. Unfortunately, I guess you didn't get a trip to Jackson Hole for this speech. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.